Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We get worried. We worry about things, we worry about them, and we worry about them. And we get scared. We get scared at a lot of different things. Doesn't matter what age you are. You get scared. I get scared. And in our gospel lesson tonight, Jesus says, "Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid." I love that verse. I think it's so pretty that our Lord just says that. Take heart. It is I. Do not be afraid. We got to leave Him in control, see? We got to let Christ do what Christ does. We keep fighting it. That's why things worry us. That's why we get afraid. That's why we're tormented by dreams and fears and things all the days long. And right after He said that, Peter answered Him. It says, now, I'm going to kind of embellish it a little bit so you get the drift of it, but Peter says, "Okay, Lord, if that's really You, command me to come to You across the water." That's the way he puts it. It's like, okay, if it's really You, tell me to come and I'll come to You across the water. What was Jesus' response? He said, "Come." That's it. Peter steps out of the boat, starts walking across the water, and he starts walking over to Him. But then he notices the wind and the waves are still tossing about and whatnot. And he starts to think, "Wait a minute." Oh, and he starts to sing. He's like, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately, it says immediately Jesus reached out and took him by the hand and he came back up. And then they both got in the boat. And then the winds quit. That's the way our lives are each and every day. Each and every day, we're walking around with one foot. I've been saying this for weeks. We got one foot in the kingdom of God, and we've got the other foot dragging along back here in the kingdom of the earth. Right here in good old earth. Well, Peter's doing his thing. Peter's like, "Well, if it's really You, command me to come." In just a little while, tonight, you yourselves will hear Jesus say the very same thing to you. Do you know that? This "do in remembrance of me." It's an imperative. It's a command from God. And then after he says this about the cup, he says, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." And then he says it again. "This do in remembrance of me." It's a command. The few that have gathered tonight to come to church and worship, two, four, six, eight, 10, 11, 12 of us, we've come to church. And we said, "Lord, if that's really You, command me to come across the water in the light of Christ to his altar and receive his body and blood. His real body and blood is in with and under that bread and that wine. And he commands us to do that. Jesus is standing there saying, come. I could stop right there and that'd be a wonderful sermon. But then there's this part about after they got into the boat, they worshiped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. In other words, they sat there and watched it take place. Oh, it is him. Okay. Then they'll worship him. When will we say, truly, you are the Son of God? That's not law. That's not something we have to do. Now, when you just said the Nicene Creed, I believe in Jesus Christ. Did you take heart? Have no fear. It is him. Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Are there periods of your week where you doubt? I mean, there's a couple folks here that come both on Sundays and on Wednesdays. There's a few of you that just come on Wednesdays. Have you had doubt? If you are in the Word of God every day, you have no doubt that truly He is the Son of God. You know, I had that epiphany. I almost said I had an apostrophe. But I had an epiphany when I was... Well, that would have been nice. But I did. I had this thought while I was at the seminary, and I was like, bam! Good gosh! You know who died on that cross? On that Friday? You know who that was? It was God. It was God Himself that died on the cross. Only God could have done such a feat. You know, there have been heroes. We've seen heroes from World War II. There were heroes in the military in Vietnam. There were heroes in Iraq. We're still seeing heroic actions being done in Afghanistan. You know, there's firemen. We see them rushing into a burning building to save people. Even today, we see these people dying for other people. We see that happening all the time. But what's it accomplishing except for the witness that what you see them do and how we marvel at what heroic actions they expressed and had to die so soon, so young, or so terribly they had to die in a fire or some other tragedy. What about when God Himself came to earth and then He let Himself be put and nailed to the cross so that you and I could live together? Truly, you are the Son of God. The font is right here for a reason. This is where we become children of God, baptized in the water. You see, water does wondrous things throughout the Bible. And here in the waters of holy baptism, we can become children of God, basking in the light of Jesus Christ. This is the Paschal candle, the light of Christ. And you go past this, you enter into the Holy of Holies, where there is no curtain. That curtain was torn down that day that Christ died. And the Holy of Holies, where God resides. God is here upon that altar, and God is upon your hearts and your minds. In that peace which surpasses all our human understanding. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Rise.